teens and technology. Hey, Mom, don't turn off the TV. I'm watching it. No, you're not. You're doing your homework. Yes, I am. I can watch it while doing my homework, she says while texting her friend. And turn down that music. It's too loud. No, I need it to study. And you're on the computer. Get off the computer until you're finished with your homework. Sound familiar? How can a teen do homework while texting, listening to music, watching TV, and communicating on MySpace? No wonder there's so much ADD. And no wonder teens smoke so much weed. It must slow them down to where we were when we went to school 50 years ago. No, not really. I'm just kidding. They don't seem to want to change all that technology in their brains. When I recently purchased a BlackBerry, I was completely at a loss as to how to work it. A teenager could tell me in a moment how to do it without reading the manual. It's in their cells. They are born with the knowledge. My daughter and I were talking about how the human thumb is going to evolve over years to be pointed, to be able to text better. But is all this technology really healthy? I had a family in my office, parents with a 13-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl. As the mom was beginning to talk, the boy interrupted, saying, "Hurry up and say it already. You take so long to talk." The mom says this happens all the time. "I barely get my mouth open, and they're both telling me I talk slow." Then the dad chimes in that when he drives and the light changes to green, he can't even get his foot to the gas, and they are both yelling to go already. Both kids are jumpy, in a rush all the time, and impatient. Is this due to the technology having everything at their fingertips in a New York second? Teens' brains are a work in progress, and the technology takes away the ability for a teen to take time to make a reasoned decision. When adults make decisions, they do so in the frontal lobe of their brain, where they process emotions. Teens do so in the region of the brain that controls the flight or fight response. So teens are less often to engage in good reasoning about the situation. They don't think, they act and feel. It's much harder to figure out consequences online or texting actions to oneself or to others. When online or texting, a teen thinks they are invisible. Therefore, disapproval and punishment is lessened. There is a lack of tangible feedback, causing less empathy. Teenage years are a time to develop identity. Technology interferes with good values. If a person is more socially anxious, that person will spend more time electronically, and has proven this can be dangerous. An individual fits in more online than in the real world. Technology also has value. One survey says the internet has helped teens make good choices because they use it to do research. Technology is a useful tool to bring parents closer to their children by having the parents teach them useful and safe ways to use it. Parents need to be on top of what their kids are doing on their phones and online. Gentech feels that teens today will be tomorrow's technological leaders, pushing the country toward innovation. Technology is not going away. Teens will continue to use it. We, as adults, have to learn to deal with it, like it or not. From KVMR, oh, I'm on my phone. Ah, my phone's ringing. Doctor, an email's coming. Slow down. Joe, who's IMing me? C. Gibb, LMFT.